The next agenda item is committee reports. I can start with an update on the water quality committee. As Barb read from the minutes last year, we've been involved in the Citizen Statewide Lake Assessment Program, CSLAP, for quite a number of years, and it's a program that is underwritten by New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. We put up a few hundred dollars, but the state provides the sampling equipment, all the bottles, the laboratory services, and all the logistics of shipping is all prepaid. We have to provide volunteers to collect the samples. We go out every 2 weeks. I have the most recent report with me if anyone wants to look at it. It covers 2012. Earlier reports are online. If you Google CSLAP, Aquaga, you'll get hits that'll take you right to the page in the DEC website that has the documents. I believe I sent the most recent report to you, Barbara. I don't know if it's something that we posted through the website.
Yes, there's a link on our website, too.
So you can go to aquaga.com and find reports as well. Basically, the quality of the lake is quite good. As you can see, the water, when you look at it, is very clear. Nutrient levels are low. Other lakes in New York have had some serious problems this year with algae blooms. We have not. There are some weeds over the course of the season that make their way to the surface. That's normal. We have sampled those weeds in the past and sent them to the state just to make sure they're not an invasive species or something that's problematic. And we did have a couple complaints. I know Cy Kleonski said when he swims, he sometimes gets a rash because of the weeds. But those are the only complaints that we've had that I'm aware of. If anyone else has had problems with skin rashes or gastrointestinal or any kind of upset after being in the water, let me know, because those are some of the parameters that we report to the state on. The program continues this year. There's still 4 sampling events. If people are interested in participating, let me know. We'll be going out this weekend, and then generally every 2 weeks until Columbus weekend. Sometimes, depending on the weather, we might put it off a week because there's no point in going out in the rain. At the picnic, I mentioned, and I'll repeat it here, that there's a real problem in the state right now with invasive species. We just got back from 2 weeks, and 2 weeks ago we were in Montana for a week, and it was kind of interesting. There's stations on the interstate highway that are like truck way stations, where if you're towing a boat, you have to pull over and get inspected. And they ask you where you've been and where you're going, and they want verification that the boat's been power washed, and the boat and trailer. Same thing kind of applies here. We don't have any rules or regulations in place in New York State except at certain lakes. Lake George is an example. You can't put into Lake George without verifying that your boat's been cleaned. It's a very serious problem. So if your boat, or if you know of someone whose boat has been on another water body and it comes to Aquaga Lake, please make sure that boat's been clean, boat and trailer, and that the bilge is clean. We don't need what's out there. It's the DEC kind of tongue-in-cheek says it's like safe sex for lakes. You have to be very careful.
Mark, how does that work with renters?
Communication. If the people renting out the property are in a position to tell people, you've got to make sure your boat's clean. At one point, we had a sign by the boat launch. I don't know if it's still there. Throughout the Adirondacks, if you're on any of the canoe routes, there's actual signs that be careful that you don't have hitchhikers. Heather and I are going to be pit crews for various canoes that are in a race next weekend, and they actually have people stationed at each carry to make sure that the canoes are free and clear of vegetation. So it's you read about it all the time, and it's probably not going to catch the attention of people here until there's a problem, but I'll keep talking it up, and if all of you can get the word out as well, it's very important.
Mark, can you take a proactive approach to that, considering that an owner is going to want that rental fee? Obviously, they're going to tell them they can't enforce it. They don't want to lose the rent of $2,000, $2,500 a week. They say they told them.
You get somebody that pays that much? I need names.
Can you rattle off the numbers? Yeah, I think you'd be surprised if some of the numbers are. So therefore, is somebody going to jeopardize that one? No. Are they going to try to enforce it if they're not here that much? No. How does somebody else enforce it?
It's a problem. We could try to have more controls on the access to the lake. I mean, right now people have to pay the fee to Scott to get on. Maybe it can include, at this point, statewide, it's entirely a voluntary compliance, except at Lake George, where they've got basin-specific legislation.
I was going to ask if there is there some kind of certification, like if you take your boat to, Anthony's or Snake Creek or whatever, that they give you a form that we certify the trailer boat.
I haven't researched it, but what I read in the paper reads like there's stations that you have to go to before you can put into the water. So they actually have like power washers there with little pads with plastic liners and sandbags. So you pull your boat on, you wash it, then you can get into the lake.
Well, that lake is like 5,000 times bigger than this one anyway, so I would have to have something.
That's the one thing that works for us, is there just aren't that many boats that come in the lake from other water bodies, but it only takes one.
But also, I think also, I think the fact that our lake is so lean in nutrients and cold is actually a very good benefit, because I don't think many things will actually make it. I think the zebra mussels wouldn't make it in our lake.
That's true.
For instance, they would not. The water is too lean and too clean already.
They're bivalves, and there's no nutrient in the water. So I think it's
very good to be prudent, and I do think we should actually make sure that we do what we can to at least point it out to people, but I don't think we're that vulnerable. I think we would have already caught something.
And also, when we sent out the newsletter in the spring, if you could identify some of the items that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As you make a put a sentence in there, please pressure wash your boat before you bring it into the lake.
Stop by the vineyard on the north side of the lake and have a
any other questions or comments on water quality?
What about the neighbor that dumps things in the lake?
The
water quality. There's a toilet in the lake and there's a refrigerator.
They're still there.
And you know, still there because my grandchildren put the mask on and then you all said
that particular problem. The commitment was made that would be removed. It was made to DEC. If it has not been done, then we need to get back to DEC, and I will be happy to do that since I called it in the first place.
Because a year and a half ago, I saw it there, and I said, it's in there.
Who is it? What is it? Where is it?
Refrigerator?
Strand.
Oh, Strand?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. No, the anchor for his raft is a refrigerator. We don't make this stuff up.
Well, Frank, he does have a trailer up on the roadside at any of you that walk by there.
And it's not a shed, it's got wheels, a utility trailer. It's a trailer.
We can follow up with the DEC on the what's in the lake.
Yeah, it's a maintenance.
When we did contact DEC in the first place, the problem was, I think it was late in the season, and they needed to get on the water, so we need to have somebody volunteer to take him out on the water. to physically see it.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. I'll take care of it.
Okay, moving on from...